replace
After Thanksgiving come a name we use, Black what?
Friday.
But we changed that name today, and today we call this Feedback
Friday. Feedback Friday.
So, for us, it's Feedback Friday. Yeah. For a lot of people, it's Black Friday. This is Feedback Friday. And Pastor Dave, will you go ahead and introduce our guest on Feedback
Friday? Yes, we have a live guest in the studio on this morning for Feedback Friday. This is Miss Ginger Johnson. She is the owner and operator of Scrub-A-Dub and Shine, which is one of the businesses who support this radio program, Make Your Day Count. She has a phenomenal business. She is also a mother of, what, five?
Six.
She is a mother of six wonderful children, all in their teenage years, now all thriving. And she is here to give some feedback. I know you blast this program in the morning throughout your house.
I sure do, Pastor Guy. And I want to thank you for inviting me on this morning. And it is an honor to be in the presence of two prophetic authors, The Robe of Many Colors and Make Life Work. I am a big fan of this radio station. In the mornings, before I even get out of bed in the mornings, I am listening to 91.5. with Pastor Errol and Pastor Diana Robertson. Before I even have a cup of coffee, they're like my cheerleaders in the morning. They help me get out of bed in the morning. The prophetic, everything that they bring to the table in the morning is a breakfast onto me, and it gets my day going. I get up in the morning making my day count, doing something, you know, that you, whatever is on, like Break Out of the Cycle was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Stop Going Around and Around. A lot of times we go around and around. And as a single mom, I feel, you know, like I'm going around and around like a hamster sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, you told me, Pastor, and Miss Di, you told me make a quality, we go back to the word quality, decision to follow the shepherd.
Yes.
Jesus, when he walked from this place to that place, and he did many works, but he didn't go around and around like a hamster.
No, he did
exactly what he was supposed to do. Even when Lazarus died.
Yeah.
You know, and Martha and Mary was like, you know, Jesus.
Yeah.
And he took his time, and he got there, and he raised him.
Right.
And that's what this radio station does for me in the morning. It raises me.
Yes.
So that's, thank you.
That's
thank
awesome. You. And Pastor Dye, we got a email or text from another listener, and the listener says, "Morning, Pastor Errol. Just want you and Pastor Diane to know that Make Your Day Count is insightful and inspiring.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks for bringing the message on WMIE." We thank that listener out there. We thank you very much for giving us a feedback. And I run into lots of people like you that listen to our program, Ginger, every morning. And they make it. This is their morning coffee.
Yes, yes.
Before, man, they got to get this program.
Yes.
And we want to hear from our listeners. We are family. This is Make Your Day Count family.
Yes.
And we are here to inspire the family to make their day count. Wherever you are, whatever endeavor of life that you do, that God would give us a word for someone out there like you. Go ahead, Pastor Don.
Yes, and we want to hear from you, so you could write a letter to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. If you want to write a letter, the address is P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. If you would like to send an email, our email address is ctciconnect@gmail.com. That was CTC for Celebration Tabernacle Church, iconnect@gmail.com. Also, you could send us a message through Facebook Messenger. Our Facebook page is Celebration Tabernacle Church, and you could go through Messenger, and we will receive messages, feedback also through the Facebook page. So we hope to hear from you so we could share your testimony. It is important that you share your testimony.
It helps
other people. You are not in it alone. Like Miss Ginger just said, sometimes she feels like she's going round and around in a hamster wheel. Well, how many of us mothers feel just like that? You're working to manage your children, you're working to manage your home, you're working to manage your career, your business, and it feels like we're just going round and round. But if when we look to be thankful, then we do see all the progress that we are making. Even though it may not feel like it at the time, you are making progress. You know, when just like somebody who's running on a treadmill, they're not really going far. It doesn't seem like they're going. They're not making any movement in that day. They're in that one fixed spot, but they are generating strength and health in their body, which carries them then each and every day and each and every week, each and every month, each and every year. So don't be discouraged on this morning. Continue in all that you are doing. Just continue. God got you. He got you covered. You operate in the authority of heaven. You have the resources of heaven on this morning. You have divine backing. It is not you who made yourself. It is God who made you on this morning, and you are well able to overcome, well able to advance, well able to possess your possession. You got it on this morning.
Make your day
count.
That's day number one mandate we got, Ginger, from God. We came on the radio with one clear mandate from God. Go and tell my people to make their day count. They have just one day.
Yes.
And they got to make that one day count.
And it's one thing, Pastor, that I tell my kids. If there is 24 hours in one day,
yes,
use some of that time for, like, on church on Sunday.
Yeah.
Let's go to church on Sunday. Let's go. Mom, do we have to go an hour and a half, 2 hours out of 24
hours
that he gave you? You can do something positive.
Yes.
You can make someone's life better within that 24 hours. You can say one kind word to someone.
Yes.
You can do something constructive in that 24 hours. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a whole 24 hours.
That's right. I'm glad you're on the air. This morning, if you tune in to Make Your Day Count, if you just tune in, we are here with Ginger, Scrub-a-Dove.
And Shine.
Scrub-a-Dove and Shine. She does wonderful job. And if you need someone to take care of your home, you can contact her. Give her that contact number. What's your contact number,
it's
Ginger?
Ginger Johnson or Shannon Williams at 321-427-5. 349. It is a holiday season, and we can be there to clean. We know you got a lot of cooking going on for Christmas, so you don't worry about the cleaning. We will come in, clean, organize, top to bottom, residential and commercial. 321-427-5349. Scrub-a-Dub and Shine.
And Christian business.
And God gave you some unique ideas for your business. You want to talk about some of the unique stuff that you guys do in comparison to other cleaning services?
We do whatever you need us to do within. We have a lot of elderly clientele that cannot reach certain things, can't do certain things, like even minor things like make their beds. We make their beds for them. We organize closets. We go on top shelves, bring stuff down. We do baseboards. We do whatever you would have us to do within that period of time that you need us to do it. We are not, we don't discriminate on the cleaning. If you need a garage organized, we will do that. I haven't found yet where there's a lot of cleaning service out there that will do those type of things, but we assist every body, the elderly, from the single moms to the single fathers. We will come into your home and you give us a list of what you want us to do, and we will follow through on that list and make you happy. That's our main concern, is to make our clients happy, and when they come in there, they feel good inside their home.
That's awesome. And I can testify that you did make me feel happy yesterday when I went home. All the cleaning was done. I went home to a clean house. Scrub-a-dub was here.
My brother says the same thing. They live in Jacksonville. Yeah. But the day that their cleaning service comes, he says when his wife comes home, boy, she's in the best mood ever.
Yes. And the men will tell you, if the wives are happy,
husbands are happy. Yeah, this is Feedback Friday. We're having a good time. We have Ginger Jensen here with us from Scrub-a-Dub and Shine. It's awesome to have you this morning joining us.
To be here.
And we want to hear from our listeners. And I look at the clock, all time is running out. So, Pastor Dye, your parting word this morning before we leave.
Yes, we want to hear from you. Feedback Friday. Write us a letter, P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923, or email ctciconnect@gmail.com. Make your day count.
Make your day count. Go out this Friday and
make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIP.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now. You're listening to the Friday edition of Morning Breath, a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
All right, welcome to church. If you love Jesus, make some noise today. Come on. Yeah. Wow, so glad that you're here. And I also want to welcome in all of our campus locations. We have the Parkway Worship Center. We have the Avenue Worship Center. We have Cocoa Campus. And we have Vieira Campus. Can we make some noise all across as we sync up our services together? I'm Pastor Matt, and this is Pastor Jessica. We're married, obviously, and we're just excited to be here to bring a message to you.
That's right.
That's right. And we got a pretty cool announcement, don't we? What is it? What's the announcement?
We've been giving to our legacy offering the past couple weeks, and so what is the number that's come in?
All right, here's the number, guys, and you got to just praise the Lord for this. All right, $174,742.20 has come in.
Yes.
In really 2 weeks. Come on. Like, whoa. That's crazy. And here's the thing that's amazing about it is people have already said they're waiting till December. Hey, we're going to wait till December to give towards that. And we know more is coming in by the end of the year. And the second thing is you got to realize is that out of this legacy offering, we are also sowing seeds and planting into other churches, which means that we know we got some cool blessings coming. We've already heard some little rumblings about some maybe free dirt or dirt opportunities coming our way, because it doesn't always need to come in the form of money. It can come in the form of supernatural blessings. So I'm just fired up about the future. In fact, Jessica, will you just pray? Just come on, lead us in this message in this time of prayer.
Yes, I will. Thank you, God, so much for the legacy offering, for continually providing for the vision that you have given us for this church. For the people that gave, we thank you for blessing them abundantly. We've already heard testimonies of things you're doing in people's lives out of their obedience. We thank you for dirt right now in Jesus' name. We just thank you for free dirt right now in Jesus' name. We proclaim and we put our faith out there for it. All the dirt's yours anyway, so we know that you can give it to us free. So we thank you for that. We thank you for this message, for this night, for these people that are here to be expectant to hear something from you, for eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to understand and a mind to understand and a heart to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. So we've been in a series called Powerful Prayers, and you and I are here together to do part four. And so I want to start out by asking you a question. I'm going to ask you this. How did you learn how to pray?